This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Someone called and asked me to talk for a few minutes about how we go about reading the water on a smallmouth stream. This is an excellent question. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, this is the most important thing we can learn when we're learning about smallmouth fishing. When we do our schools, I try to make sure everybody there learns to cast real well, learns to swing nymph with nymphs, learns how to fish streamers below the riffles and fish popping bugs and everything along the bank. However, what I'm really stressing with these students in our class is how to read the water. Now, what do I call reading the water? Well, for me, it's a three-step program. First, I try to look out in the stream and determine where I suspect the bass are going to be. This could be below a riffle, it could be along a bank, it could be along a grass bed. The first thing I'm trying to tell myself is where I suspect that bass will be holding. The second thing I need to do, once I've made that determination, is to try to determine where to put my fly in order to catch that bass. Now, I'm not talking about a bass I see out there. That one we were kind of home free on. But I want to know where I think that bass is going to be holding. Then I got to decide exactly where I'm going to put my fly. Only then can I accurately determine where to put myself in the stream. And, of course, on the step two on that means getting there without spooking him. So three things. Where do I think the bass is? Where do I want to put my fly? And then how do I get myself into position to make it all work? For example, if you think there are a lot of bass feeding on the Helgramite in the deep runs in the riffle right in front of you, where do you position yourself so you can fish upstream dead drift with a Helgramite to catch those bass? This obviously includes hitting what you're shooting at, but you also got to be sure you get a good drift, then detect the strike, and then set the hook. But you've got to be able to control that line, so consequently, where you position yourself there, again, right back to where I started, where you position yourself is the most important thing there, because you've got to be in control of that. You've got to hit what you're shooting at with your fly, you've got to control the drift, you've got to set the hook. So you've really got to get yourself in the right place of doing that. Now, for instance, on Shiner Menace, often there'll be a lot of bass cruising along the edge of a gravel bar to feed on any shiner minnows that venture out off that gravel bar. Shiner minnows are practically our own only schooling minnow, and they do live on the gravel bars. Often the bass will cruise along the water that's 3, 4, 5 feet deep right off the edge of those gravel bars and pick up any minnows that get too far from home. Well, if you wade right out into close to where the bass are, you just blew it. You want to make sure you stay back on the edge of the, stay back on the gravel bar itself and cast out across that with maybe about a 40-foot cast. But you want to be fishing that edge, but determine where to put yourself back in there. If you see bass jumping to take adult damsel flies in the air, this is where we come in there with that skater. You look out there where you see them actually jumping up and catching these damsel flies in the air. They're not taking them on the water. They're taking them in the air. So you look out there and position yourself into a spot that you can fish down and across with that skating action that we do with a great big overhackle dry fly like the you could use a sofa pillow on that. I especially like the Mr. Rapidan Skater. But there again, where you position yourself is going to determine how well you do. Now, in July, August, even September, when our rivers get low, a lot of the big bass pull out into the tails of the pool maybe the last hour of the day. Sun's low, the bass pull out of wherever they were in the deep water, move back in the tails of those pools to feed on shiner minnows or whatever happens to be there. But you've got to approach those pools properly. There again, you're out there, I think that bass is going to be lying out there in that water that's, say, hip deep. Well, you go into the riffle below it, turn and wade up and fish up and across with a streamer or up and across with a hair bug or even the Mr. Rapidan skater that I just mentioned. Those are all excellent. But again, how you approach that water is going to be the most important thing. If you wade into the stream, try to fish those tails of those pools down and across, you just scared every fish out there to death. So back to where we started. The way to read any smallmouth river is first look out there and figure out where that bass is going to be, where you're going to put yourself, and then where, whoops, I said it backwards, where the bass is going to be, where you're going to put your fly, and then where you put yourself. But this was an excellent question, and I'll try to answer any questions you have on there, so just let me know, and I'll be glad to cover any topics you have. Thank you very much. Okay.